I found the things quite by accident. We went for eggs, me and two native chaps, in one of those rum canoes all tied together, and found the bones at the same time. We had a tent and provisions for 4 days, and we pitched on one of the firmer places. To think of it brings that odd tarry smell back even now. It's funny work. You go probing into the mud with iron rods, you know. Usually the egg gets smashed. I wonder how long it is since these Epionises really lived. The missionaries say the natives have legends about them when they were alive, but I never heard any such stories myself. But certainly those eggs we got were as fresh as if they'd been new-laid. Fresh. Carrying them down to the boat, one of my nigger chaps dropped one on a rock and it smashed. How I lammed into the beggar. But sweet it was, as if it was new-laid, not even smelly. And its mother dead these 400 years, perhaps. Said a centipede had bit him. However, I'm getting off the straight with the story. It had taken us all day to dig into the slush and get these eggs out unbroken, and we were all covered with beastly black mud, and naturally, I was cross. So far as I knew, they were the only eggs that have ever been got out.